God damn it, and welcome to the I Hate Metal Show. We have a guest in here today. He's not going to be talking, but it kind of feels weird. It kind of feels like somebody's watching me fuck.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Someone's on the computer. Okay, I got that taken care of. Like always, we have like always, we're all here. I don't get it. And Vinny Volz is pulling out things out of his pocket like a fucking magician.
It's a rabbit somewhere.
Headphones, they were headphones. To be clear.
We're going to pause for a quick second. Okay, we had a small technical difficulty right off at the top. I'm going to introduce the rest of the guys. Vinny Volz is here.
Vinny Volz? Are you fucking from Korea? What the hell
come closer.
I got to come closer?
Yes, there you go. That's close better.
Enough.
Oh,
a little
God,
closer
yes.
to me. Don't sing, Dave. Okay, you're drumming now on the table, which I can accept that. But
and that is Davey Dangerously, and together we are the Cerberus, three-headed Cerberus of podcasting.
I thought we were going to be the Galaxy Trio, and I called Meteor Man.
Next time.
Yeah.
All right.
You can be Vapor Man. Come on.
So what have you guys been up to since last we talked?
The Galaxy Trio, mostly. No, seriously, I've done some gardening, light gardening, nothing special. You know. I watched a bunch of movies recently, Wrist Cutters.
Wrist Cutters? What the fuck is that? Sounds like...
Yeah, this guy cuts
sounds
his...
like high school kids.
No, it's this guy, his girlfriend dumps him, so then he cuts his wrists, and then he dies, and he goes to purgatory. But purgatory is just like life, only a little shittier. Like, everything is off color. And, like, no mirrors are working. Cars are always having problems. There's not a good day among it.
But sounds exciting. Dave, what have you been up to?
Oh, for God's sake.
Sounds like living in Detroit. Never been there, but I'm assuming it's like that. The mirrors are gone. It's
Michael Moore heard this, we'd be fucking shut down. I'm just saying now.
Fat fuck. Don't bring that man into anything.
Dave, you got to talk way louder.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, what a shock. Dave can't fucking enunciate and fucking project.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm using a weird microphone. Myself, though, haven't been doing much recently. Fuck you. I don't know. I can't bring anything to the metal table off the top of my head at this moment.
You had a party. You had a party.
I did. I had a nice gathering of people. We had some burgers, some spicy jalapeno burgers.
Three people I've never met before in my life.
Good people. You stopped by for 5 minutes.
Wait, you haven't met people?
I know.
No, you're supposed to have known everybody.
Well, I may be older than time itself, but I'm not older than Danzig, which means I don't know everybody.
I think we may have mixed that up. I think I was the one who was older than time, but whatever, that doesn't matter.
I thought we were caught somewhere in time.
Bringing it back to metal. Good job.
You're welcome.
Earn a point. I don't know if there's, I guess there's points in this now.
From now, yeah.
But you're
one point if you can make a metal reference.
So okay, 1 point. What do, can I like? Is this like Chuck E. Cheese tickets? Do I have to like fucking?
Yeah,
you can
redeem
them for a Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, if you get like 500.
I'm holding you guys do this.
No, don't.
Because I already won $5
Dave
off of him.
Dave said that so. Part of it. I had nothing to do with it. So
you get a Fanta.
Not after 500. I don't give a shit about this game at that point.
Ah, shit. So I was going to try to pull up some news to see if we can talk about some shit to just bullshit about, but there's not really anything interesting going
on. What you mean? On possibility of another Slipknot album.
Do you guys want another Slipknot
fucking
album?
Shoot yourself now.
I thought they were like, after this amount of albums, we're going to stop being a band. Is that them, or am I getting bands mixed up?
I think that was just the hope.
I
think that was an open letter to Slipknot in the New York Times. Please, after your fourth album, quit. Signed, America.
That's one hell of a signature. I should just sign America to everything now.
You should.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
But, what about, look at new Kiss condoms coming this month.
Oh, haha.
Kiss condoms coming.
I don't get it. Unless they spell the condoms and the coming with the K's.
All three with
well.
K's?
Then it makes sense. Then it makes
three
perfect
K's
sense.
Right on the top, on the packaging.
Yeah. Then I'm totally getting them. I hope, like, the tip is, like, fucking Gene's tongue.
That'd be great. That'd be great if the condom was looked like a Gene Simmons tongue.
Awesome.
Shit, what else?
You seen that Kiss Coffin?
Oh, yeah.
God, yeah.
Dude got buried in it. What's his nuts?
That's what we have to do. We have to merchandise everything. We have to be like Kiss and the Misfits.
And Elvis.
Everything with the Paris Evans logo on it.
Yep.
In Elvis's defense, it's like it happened way after he died. So
no, actually, it was happening while he was still alive.
Partly, but
a lot of it was because the colonel was like, "You want to make money?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm really into making that money." And he's like, "All right, well then I'm gonna slap your face on fucking everything." Although Kiss did a better job of it because they like Kiss toasters, Kiss alarm clocks, Kiss fucking condoms now.
Yeah,
and pretty soon they're gonna have the fucking Kiss One shuttle around the world. I'm betting.
Yeah, oh, you probably bank good money on that too. It's gonna happen.
Did you hear the supposedly? And I don't have the exact thing because I don't have it in front of me. But the Misfits are supposedly making a new album, and there's gonna be a song on it called Dark Shadows, I guess. Which apparently Jerry only is pushing to get into the Dark Shadows movie that's going to be made. And so this guy's just been pushing songs to trying to get them in movies for, like, the last three Misfits albums. Mars Attacks, apparently, they're trying to make it to be in the movie. Yeah. So he's just gone, you know, music completely for marketing, you know? It's ridiculous. It's like pop music, except for it will never be as popular.
Wow, I didn't even know. I assumed that. That sounded like a 13-year-old making some shit up.
Yeah, and now there's like an interview with him that he says exactly that, and I'm like, doesn't he feel ashamed even? Like, I would have lied or something, especially since it didn't get in the movie. You know, like, oh, we just like those baseball cards, the Mars Attacks cards.
See, exactly. Yeah, I used to go to the Walmart, and they were selling those fucking toys, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll write a song about that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he couldn't do that. Characters sound the same.
No? Have you heard My General Washington?
No, let's hear it.
This is the General Washington. I'm crossing the fucking Delaware over here. I got some fucking yo water balloons.
Which is...
Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. There was no Danzig. I decided to rip the veil off. I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Like a Trent Reznor is going to play a vampire.
In what?
Hasn't he been doing that for the last 20 years?
I thought he was he was in that Vampire film. The Masquerade.
And, wow, there's really dumb band names out there now.
Oh, God, band names are fucking horrible.
I know, Pixion Media, what the fuck is, it's Fixion Media.
Medical Facility for Veterans, that's retarded.
I don't know, I kind of like that, it's got a ring to it.
like Rhino Bucket I'm seeing on here.
Rhino Bucket?
People have no fucking taste.
Rhino Bucket.
Do you join that band, Raji? Raji's the guy that's off mic right now. Do you join Rhino Bucket, whether they're good or not?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You do? Oh, you're fucking out of this band.
Well, you're out of
Go
Rhino
join
Bucket.
Rhino Bucket, asshole.
And walk home.
I will.
You realize you forfeited your gear.
You should look up some Rhino Bucket.
Oh, God, yeah, let's play a little Rhino Bucket, Rhino Bucket. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't want to. God, really?
Just for fun. Just for shits.
Its name is Rhino Bucket. That's going to be
It's going to be shit? It's going
like
to be shits no matter what.
Schwarzenegger band. Like,
it's going
to
be
it called? Austrian
Death
Machine
or whatever?
Austrian Death Machine.
You fucking queer. All of you fucking queers.
This is Rhino Bucket. You're hearing it through your headphones.
Oh, I thought it was like the starting of a porno.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
So cute.
All right, she's stroking off a rhino somewhere. Guy looks like my dad, kind
of. I'm graduating drum set. What's her next sentence?
We're judging the missing because you, the audience, can't view.
Can you guys play with like an email drummer?
Oh,
that looks like she could
right?
be.
She's not a mom.
Are they all 40? What's going on here?
That guy's a girl. That guy's definitely a girl.
What's that guy?
That's my dad highlights.
Should tell your dad to get some fucking highlights, then he'll go somewhere in life.
Oh, Lord.
So that 40-year-old chick is really good.
Like a million. Like a million, yeah.
Someone's trying to be ACDC.
Yes.
Well, the good thing about ACDC is they got
It's like they're sponsored by Budweiser. Exactly.
All right, so go check out Rhino Bucket if that's your thing. Hopefully it's not.
Yeah, if that's your thing, stop listening to us.
Or stop listening in general. Just because you clearly quit listening to good music.
So, just quit.
So just stop listening. Like, just go deaf. It'll turn out way better for you. Chicks dig deaf dudes. They
otherwise,
really
I think Alanis Morissette's doing another concert. So, yeah, you can go to that.
Like I said, deaf.
Ah, shit, guys. It's been so soon since we've done an episode. I don't really know if we have anything to talk about.
We could talk about crap bands, dude. We could talk about whatever people email. Have we got any emails yet?
I haven't even looked.
You should check some email. Maybe we have some emails.
Maybe we don't. Probably don't.
I don't think he wants to broadcast. Oh, wait. You're already broadcasting. Nah, we don't have nothing.
IHateMetal@gmail.com. That's the name of our show.
Oh, like it,
really? I thought this was the fucking pottery fucking barn.
No, that's not the name. I Hate Metal is the name of our show. IHateMetal@gmail.com is the name of our email, and you can check out our email there or send us shit there.
I'm going to talk about porno for a little bit.
Please.
And what I think is, like, this was a process I was going through while trying to cast the porno parody for Mad Men. I don't know. Have you, Raji, seen Mad Men? It's a shame. How about you, Dave? Oh, that's right. You don't have anything like TV or anything like that. You just put sticks together and hope to God your fucking wind god will bring something down.
He's like fucking on Gilligan's Island. You're trying to make a fucking TV out of a coconut.
It's close to it. I just put a flashlight up and just do the.
Is your god's name Baba Booey?
Shadow puppets.
And my shadow puppet god, Baba Booey. Anyways, I was trying to cast it, and I was casting it with current porn stars. And the more I was thinking about it, because Marco said we should,
Background, guys. Mad Men takes place in the 60s.
Mad Men takes place in the 60s. And the more I was talking about it, the more Marco was like, I don't think that's right. We should probably get somebody who looks closer to, like, what women looked like back then. Because broads now basically look, you know, plastic fantastic, like fucking Barbie dolls. Whereas back then, not so much. They were a little bit more looser, more free, which I kind of like that in the body more than the fucking perfect sculpt.
Yeah.
Personally.
Looks like they're gonna melt under a hot sun.
Yeah. Melt. or they look like they were drawn there.
At the end of the arc, Indiana Jones and the Lost Ark.
Yeah,
it's beautiful!
So that was your idea.
Well, yeah. And then I came to realize that I'm kind of becoming really stagnant with current porn. Like I don't enjoy it as much unless it's like an amateur thing.
Yeah, current porn, like major studio porn, not super into it.
Yeah. Well, you had time with us at the Love Doctor.
I think the Love Doctor may have done it actually for me. Partly did it for me.
No, because I was fine after the Love Doctor. I was perfectly fine.
I guess I just went through it quicker then. I'm like done with porn.
Late bloomers.
Not done with porn.
Overproduced porn.
That's
yeah,
it's exactly like overproduced it. Albums.
Exactly.
Let's get tired.
Fuck
of
you for trying to make it about music, Dave. This is about porno.
Which is sweet music to my ears.
This show isn't supposed to be about music at all.
No, not at all.
Well, it's called I Hate Porn.
No, it's called I Love Porn, but I Hate Metal. Because metal doesn't come out with any.
Yeah, that's
porno.
The people don't know that's the first part.
Speaking
of it,
have
I
you
love
seen
porn.
Zombie porn?
Yeah, I own Porn of the Dead, dude.
Oh, okay.
It's not very good at all because
the makeup
smears and like,
yeah.
And every once in a while, the zombie chicks, because they're all so high, forget that they're not supposed to talk. So every once in a while, you'll hear them go, fuck me, daddy. I'm like, ah. I'm like, no, that's not the way a zombie would go. A zombie would be like,
and their head would fall off, their arm would come off or something.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
No, but Danny, my roommate, was like, oh, this would have been so much better if they fucked the bullet holes or something like that. And I was like, that's just stupid.
Just punch him in the face and cast him to his room?
No, not that time. I was actually telling him, because he's like, I want to get on your show, because he heard me call the name I Hate Metal. And I was like, we also hate hipsters, dude, so it's not going to work out. And he takes it like to heart when I call him a hipster, hardcore, which he should.
Does he cry?
No, but he gets really upset. Like he like actually
slam his door.
It's sort of like if I made fun of the fact that you didn't really know your father. It's like that to him.
It's like something personal. It cuts him deep.
Yeah, it cuts him fucking deep. I could make fun of his crippled dad. I can make fun of his
crippled dad.
Yeah, his dad actually is crippled.
His dad only has one leg.
Oh, that's it.
But one huge dick.
So he grew his leg back.
No, he just taped the penis there. And it didn't really work out either. Cause, leg. It was pencil thin, but it was huge. So like, if he tried to support his weight on it, you just hear it snap like a pencil. Only it's more like a wet snap.
It's like a...
Yeah, just like, it's like it's just not pretty. Anyways, like he just comes from a really weird background where like personal attacks don't or attacks against his family or attacks against him don't really register. But when you attack him on something that he knows he's doing to be cool, it really gets to him. Sort of like when we used to attack Andy on his weight. But Andy wasn't doing it to be cool. He was doing it to repress all the molestation he suffered when he was 10.
Andy was also getting back to us because he thought he could be funny as well with it, but he was never able to. He's funnier now than he used
He's
to
a lot
be,
funnier now that he started smoking weed. I mean, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
But that's matters. They don't really belong on the show.
Oh, that's not going to get him arrested, I don't think.
No, I'm saying that people who listen
people
don't really give a shit about that.
Afghanistan don't care.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or Russia.
Romania.
Romania.
I don't even think, I don't even believe people were downloading it other than maybe government officials over there. Like, oh, das ist metal.
Didn't System of a Down come from Romania?
I don't know where they're from. Raji, you look like you know.
You're colored.
I have some long-ass last names I can't pronounce.
I think they're Persian.
Ahmadinejad?
Persian, does that sound right? What's something else that's like Persian?
Something else is Syrian?
That's what they look like.
Iranian? Iraqi?
Yeah, they look like they're from that region. They look Arabian. Like they're Middle Easterns. Hey, this is Raji. Say hello.
Say hello.
Hey.
The mic is there, not there,
fine,
asshole.
All the way over there.
Say hello.
Okay, get up on that shit like you're trying to earn $5. What are you waiting
for? All right, for those who don't know,
our microphone looks like a penis.
We are in a band. This is kind of how it all started. We were in a band and we're all friends. We recently lost a guitarist due to AIDS, and we had to seek a replacement.
Hey, Romania understands. That's a huge problem in Romania
and
right now.
We just
bad guitar players or AIDS?
Both.
we just got a new member. His name is Raji. Say hello into the mic this
time.
Hello. Yeah, what the fuck? Are you Ray Romano in disguise?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Give people.
I don't understand why you don't like Megadeth.
That's the worst show in the world, by the way.
Where am I?
Everybody loves Raymond. Well, we know that you don't like Everyone Loves Raymond. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. That was actually a good one.
Yeah, it was. You had flow there.
Yeah, I know.
Which you never do.
No, I know. I'm always like paused, like.
And we'll go to. Okay, we'll just switch to this. There go. Tell us about yourself.
Come on, dude. Porn and beer. That's about it. Oh, Slayer.
You can leave now.
See, that's good that you brought it up, though, because then it's more stuff that we can talk about. Me and Vinny Volta talk often about how we don't really like Slayer that much.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. Dave, you got Dave's sympathy. He likes the first album
Dave,
a lot.
Dave went to a Slayer concert just so he could ask Tom Araya if he was his father.
They are both Chilean. That is true.
I'll give you that Slayer sucks now. They're fucking horrible.
I take it more as... I don't like Slayer now. I used to like them, but I think they may have always sucked. I just don't like them.
I was never a big fan of them because, like I said, I'd fall asleep to their music. My brother would be playing it in DSI and Cannibal Corpse and all this shit at like 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, and I just puts me to sleep.
I don't think they suck, but it's good to get more point of views on here because it's just mostly me and you trashing everything and nobody defending it.
Well, you know what?
World
if you
Pain and Blood does sound like shit, if that's
I could,
what you're getting at.
Yeah,
well, I didn't even listen to that one.
Don't bother.
What was the one before that? God Hates Us All?
I think Christ Illusion, I think.
Oh, I haven't listened to a
Christ Illusion. Christ Almighty.
It's how God Hates Us All.
Hey, where's your...
It's been quite a while. I wasn't up.
Yeah, I like that we have a soundboard to drop this in. It took us a while, but we got there.
I heard it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, okay. So,
yeah, see, you're back on your
and
pauses.
What? Porn? Beer and porn? That,
beer.
That's about it.
Fantastic. Interesting.
Else.
You're a very interesting person.
No, what beer? What beer per se? And if you say any beer, I'm going to hit
you
with
the
mic
stand.
Oh, here we
go. I should have a theme song for the beer minute.
I don't know if I
want to
get into
the metal
this
beer
one.
Minute. No, get
Why?
Into it.
Get into it.
This is what we do here. We get into the deep subject.
Come on, let's talk about
hot topics of the day.
We'll talk about it.
Bud Select or Pabst? One, two.
I don't know any. One, I don't drink, so.
To be honest, I really don't care. It,
that doesn't mean anything to me. I don't get it. So
Bud Select
it.
Is like the diet beer. But like the Coke, it's like the, not even the diet beer. It's like the Coke Zero beer.
Well, as long as it's not Milwaukee's best, I hate that shit.
The Beast?
The Beast.
Is that what you drink, Dave?
No.
You have to talk on Mike a little.
Yeah, you do. You guys just, you know, switch it between each other as if you're, you know, sharing the fella. I don't need you to make the sound.
No, dude.
I hear it in my head already.
I can't stand the Beast, which is funny because I'll still do the whole Mickey's
and
ice.
Natty's Ice.
I don't do natural ice.
Natty's Ice is actually an Anheuser-Busch fucking product.
Really?
Yeah, because it's the ice beers that they were coming out with, like Ice House and all that shit. Budweiser was losing, like, for all the high-gravity stuff, they were losing all this to Ice House and all these other places, so they're just like, you know, fuck it, we're coming out with our own, so they came out with natural ice.
Nice.
I think sucks. Stroh's is his own thing. I think. I don't know. We'll talk about it.
What's your take on beer, Marcos?
It tastes disgusting. Oh. I only ever drank a beer at the most, and it was horrible. I'll never drink again after that because it tastes so bad. I'm the only guy who plays music that has never drank or has gotten high before.
Incorrect. I know someone else.
That person's a faggot.
Because he fucking steps all over your fucking calling. Exactly. Is that it?
He's Penn brown
Gillette,
too.
What a fag.
Who is this kid?
This guy who plays with this band In Defense and Pterodactyls and some other.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy. I forgot about Jimmy. I forgot all about him.
And
like
he's
Jimmy.
Vegan.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He sure held it. He sure held it and used to be vegan. He's
yeah,
like two of me.
Yeah, he used to be a big guy.
But he's way thin now.
Yeah. Wow. That was thin. Thin like the coverage of that story.
I'm sure a lot of people care about this individual now.
Okay, Raji. Defend Kerry King.
And after that, defend John Kerry. Go.
that I can do, but Kerry King's a great rhythm guitarist. If I don't know.
I'll give you that. He is.
Like a big wobbling penis when he headbangs.
Well, he's got that dildo for a beard, if you want to talk about that.
That's a good one. Yeah, I don't get the guy. Like, what the fuck's what's his deal? I don't really, like, does he think he's cool?
He's too brutal for you to care with his sunglasses on all the time.
Yeah. He's like a bro of metal.
Like, when he started losing his hair, I think it all went south for him.
Yeah.
He should have just stayed in Megadeth.
Yeah, for the, like, one show they played or whatever, was it?
He was in Megadeth?
Yeah. Was it for, what? Like, one show or something like that? Or was
it one or two.
Yeah.
And then he stole a bunch of Dave Mustaine's ideas. And...
wow, that's awesome.
Who hasn't stole his ideas according to Dave Mustaine?
Well, that's true as well. Yeah. But I mean,
he owns the world, doesn't he?
But a lot of people.
But he's a god.
A lot of people owe him. You know, I'm definitely influenced a lot of people. I can't take anything away from him. And Slayer obviously has influenced a lot of people. I'm just not that big of a fan of him. That's the only thing, I guess.
I
love Slayer though because that was the first big show. I loved Slayer because that was like the biggest. That was the first big show I've ever been to. Before that, I only went to local like punk shows.
All right, metal confession. First show I've ever been to, Weird Al. And it was awesome.
First show, Vinnie Volz.
First show I was ever at was the Metallica show on the Load Tour.
Good first show.
Yeah, great first show. It was kind of hard to fucking follow up on.
Roger, you care to?
Metallica. 2003.
Am I all the only coolest person here?
It's what has been to see yet.
Believe me, non-father, you are fucking lame.
I didn't get it.
Non-father.
Non-father. That didn't work that way.
You making fun of me because I don't know my dad?
No, I'm not making fun of that. I'm making fun of you because you're not a father. That's why you're a non-father. Because a real man would be a father to his children.
You have no kids.
All right, let's cut that one out because that's just not going anywhere.
Yeah, we'll trim that.
Oh, don't be that kid. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Nobody can hear you, Dave, anyway, so it doesn't matter.
What did I call last time? Not
knuckle nut?
Knuckle nut.
That was really good. Knuckle nut.
Fucking knuckle nut.
That's what happens if you jerk off way too often or you're just a chump.
What?
Just or, you know, chump. If you're a chump and you can't really get any out of you.
Yeah, it just kind of dribbles onto your hands. And
I thought if you just had a poor diet. which is why I've always assumed I had a fine diet.
I don't know. I've never.
Shoot him across the room?
I can shoot him across your face if you do. It'll cost you.
Hitting empty beer bottles.
Off the
fence. Sharpshooter.
Yeah, and I'm quick draw with it, too. I'm just... It's like... Just go unbuckle the fastest you can, throw the duster back so it doesn't get any on it, and then one stroke, one flip of the wrist. I have the contours of my hand perfectly fucking symmetrical with the shivs of my cock.
It's the man who tamed Dodge City.
Oh, they should really rename that city. Oh, man, I got to make a porno now. Oh, I got to make
another
porno.
There it is right there.
That'd be great. Porn has to be more creative.
Dodge City, yeah. Just call it Dodge City.
Dodge City.
Dodge City. And it's just all a bunch of, every time somebody fucks, then when they go to come, the chick is trying to do her damnedest to get away with it. She's like, oh, yeah. Oh fuck! Like, runs out of the room and everything.
I would love to see how a Mexican standoff would play out in that.
Someone on the front porch with a guitar solely strumming.
No, they'll just have Larissa de Conte. When the chimes in, just shoot on my face, Coronel. Just try. And then Lexington Steel with his big black dick will just be like, it will come out of nowhere and point it at the other dude, and he'll be like, oh. And then he'll shake his head, no. Now we start. And then he'll walk to the back and just aim and wait. And there you go. That's how that movie will end. But I wonder who'll actually make it. It's not going to be like a movie where you have it scripted who's going to win. I want the winner to be a physically capable.
Decided then.
Yeah, it will be decided then.
So that's still TBA. We'll get back to you on
TBD
it.
And TBD.
TBD, yeah.
To be determined.
Exactly. Shit. Guys want to take a break for the first half?
Yeah, I'll take a break because I'm kind of tired of looking at this motherfucker over here.
Yeah, we should switch places because didn't you not want to have eye contact?
I think it's a little bit better now.
I think the reason why I thought it was a bad thing was because I thought he was maintaining eye contact and forgetting that he had a mic.
Yeah, I moved it around and now it works.
Yeah.
Because so before I was away
good.
From the mic.
I know you want to stare deeply in his eyes, but guess what, non-father? You can't.
You're really trying to make that non-father work.
Yeah, it's not working. This doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, I've put a lot into this.
You're invested. You got to see it through to the end.
Yeah, I do. Fuck it. It's gone. I'm done.
All right, we're on break. See ya.
Spring break.
We'll be right back.
And now, Davey Dangerously with an excerpt from Violence, Dicks of Death.
My dick's so big I have to wrap it round my leg. And if you piss me off, I will jack off in your face. I got loads of jizz. You can suck me all night. You can swallow my children, all right? Right, right. Because we got the dicks of death. We've got the dicks of death. Suck it, whore. We've got the dicks of death. 12 inches of dangling doom. Don't care if they're skinny. Don't care if they're lard. I'm gonna fuck juicy tits and I'll fuck them real hard. Anal intruder. And if I take it stuck, we'll just call Roto Rooter. Damn it.
All right, we are gonna go into our very favorite.
Okay, first segment. Of all, that sucked. All right, dude, welcome back, listeners. We're so glad that you put up with the laughter and all the other horse shit.
Don't look at me.
Now I'm looking right at you. You giggled. Nobody appreciates a giggler. Now
we're gonna go into metalcore. Davey Dangerously is so sick of losing at this that he's gonna be sitting this out. So we're gonna have Raji come in.
Well, to be fair, I mean, you can't win at really anything in life, so why do you think you win in Metal Court?
Raji's going to be judge of the day for Metal Court. Bring your...
Judge Raji, man.
Bring your...
What's the...
Gabble. Do I get a powdered wig and a gabble, too?
You definitely get a powdered wig.
All right. All we got to do is powder your hair, and, and then you just need a fucking gabble.
Some flour and...
what was I going to say? I don't know. So bring your case to the court, Metal Judge.
Hardcore dancing, fucking retarded, or just cool.
Okay, so
recording it.
So what side do you want us to be in? It'll be me and Aaron arguing.
I don't know. What's more interesting? I think you should take the positive standpoint.
I'm all over this. All
right. And now I'll be against it?
Yeah.
Okay. The court is in session.
Well, before.
Oh, I got one that worked.
Damn, you did get one that worked, and on time, too. But you pissed me off because I wanted to say, by the way, Vinny Volz has never lost a single case in metal court.
He's not. He's not a perfect record.
Which I think today I'm just going to get shit marred because I think you brought this ringer here to take me down. Because we both know how he already feels. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, which is the judge.
This is a small claims court. We don't.
Oh yeah, so you're like Judge Raji is the new fucking show along with Judge Judy and.
I think
like
of it
that.
Like a military tribunal.
So you got to talk like an old 72-year-old Jewish broad who can't get none, just utterly pissed off the whole time.
I can't stand that show for more than 5 minutes, to be honest.
Well, then you shouldn't be like that person. Anyways. Does the defense go first?
I can never remember. How do you want to do it? Flip a coin.
Prosecution goes first.
Defendant.
Okay, so you go first then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait. No. I'm all confused now.
Prosecutor always goes first. Defendant and prosecutor then defense.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Duh.
We're professionals.
You're the prosecutor. I'm the defendant. I'm defending.
You're right. Yeah, you're defending it. Okay.
God damn, you're not paying attention, man. You'd have got shot at fucking metal law school.
Yeah. It's true.
He never graduated. I'm just throwing that in there to boost my metal cred.
My secret shame is now public. ladies and gentlemen of the metal court, people who throw kicks, throw punches, and kick kicks, whatever you're supposed to do with kicks.
punches were only as strong as my punches, but now they have the power of my kicks.
But people who... As I've heard somebody dubbed it before, Ninja Pit, are plague upon the metal scene as a whole. I have more stuff, but I can't think right now. So you go to a show. Just imagine this: you, your wife, your kids take up a hardcore metal show. And you want to have a good time, maybe slam dance a little, get in a little bit of a circle. And yet there's this idiot punching the floor? Why would he do that? You see him throwing around windmill kicks. See him dancing around like an idiot with his long black hair and his Capital Guitars t-shirt. You know the type of guy.
And they all are that type.
Sure, it's all fun and game until you catch a heel on the bottom of your lip. And that's what it's really about, your children. Go ahead.
This prosecution. Yeah. I'd like to call to the stand, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, the recognition that a metal show is not the way that perhaps the prosecutor and perhaps even the queer judge himself, that's right, I'm taking it right to you, wants it to be. Metal is simply busting shit up. And when you bring your wife, your kids, and you're expecting to be a little fucking twat who's just like, man, why are they throwing their punches and their kicks? What the fuck is wrong with you? This is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. That's great. People are enjoying the music to the point where they're making complete and utter drunken assholes of themselves. Now, granted, if you get it caught in the lip, it's going to hurt. But if you go to a metal show and you're like, I don't want to get bruised. What the fuck are you doing at a metal show? Huh? God damn. Go back to Iowa. That's just all I got to say, you fucking Slipknot-loving piece of shit. That's all I have.
All right, I would like to rebut that.
You want
to
butt me? Or do you want to rebut me?
Well, I'll be doing it again, so yeah, it'll be a rebut.
But. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you couldn't see it, but he all of a sudden had this look on his face like Prince, like he was going to be like, dearly beloved. It was really great.
As the great Grover Cleveland once says, a man's freedom ends when one's ninja kick-throwing asshole's foot meets the other man's
objection,
mouth.
Objection, objection. Everybody knows that Grover Cleveland, president, twice, correct?
Sure.
He was a ninja pitter. He invented it.
Yes, but that's not my point. Certainly he did. There is evidence of that. I am not denying that. But the problem is when you commit violence against someone else, should you not feel any repercussions for such an act?
Oh, I'm not arguing that these people shouldn't suffer any repercussions, but that's a totally different argument. You're arguing that it should be allowed to go free and unchecked. No, the great thing about ninja pitters is you can check them and pretend you got hit, and that means you get to beat the shit out of a 17-year-old kid. No offense, Raji. And you just have a great fucking day.
Aren't you tired of the violence? Violence begetting violence.
Well, I didn't realize I was going to a suck fest. Had I done that, I'd have brought the fucking analese and then we'd be all set. But no, I went to a metal show. I'm sorry, I went to a metal show. What happens at metal shows besides here? Which it's very rare when you see fucking... I'm throwing this out right now. It's very rare when you see one or two, maybe even 10 people doing it at the very most. Because most people at metal shows, they stand there with their fucking arms crossed, kind of bobbing their head.
I'm calling you out right now, sir.
Call me out. Call me
out. How many metal shows have you been in the calendar year of 2010? How many shows have you been to, I mean?
2010?
Yes. How many metal shows have you been to in 2010?
3,628, I'd say.
The truth, sir.
The truth, sir? The truth? Ah, man, fuck. Like five. Like five total.
And you think that is a good sampling of how many people... pit in. It's an epidemic is what I'm getting
It's an
at.
Epidemic. Yeah, maybe on the West Coast, but we're free and clear, man. And even then, if it now, is an epidemic, what did you expect?
From what I understand, people don't do anything in the West Coast. They just sit there and watch shows.
Then what's different about this place? It's the same thing. Then it's not an epidemic. It's not spreading anywhere. You lying motherfucker.
I'm just putting it into
words
perspective.
In my mouth. That's what you're doing.
I'm putting it into perspective.
Objection, Your Honor. Perspective is overruled. What?
I kind of got a little lost there, but
do you feel like you've gotten enough?
Information?
I mean, really, the main defense,
prosecution.
No, your prosecution. Why do you?
God damn, I keep on getting it backwards. I'm sorry.
See, he can't even figure it out.
I'm really committed to this.
Does the prosecution have a case of?
Why are you looking at me? He's the prosecution.
Someone mentioned the repercussions of, for the people actually ninja
Yeah,
dancing.
The repercussions.
What are those for those people?
They usually get the living shit beat out of them far worse than anybody who catches a thing. What happened when we went to
and
dancing?
Sir, you would rather this be the wild, wild west? I live in modern America. There is not... We do not...
Every man is a country unto himself. Eat my dick.
We have God damn it, stop that. We have officials paid to deal with these kind of situations. If we all take matters into our own hands, are we no better than the common thug?
You're going to a metal show. I didn't realize you were going to a nursery. What the fuck?
I've heard enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to rule in favor of the defense, because if you see that, you can beat the shit out of them, and they know the risk.
Nothing's more fun than that.
Do you go skydiving without knowing the risk of you going to fucking die?
Remember when we went to, since it's done, remember when we went to see Danzig and that kid was behind us? He's like,
sure.
I'm going to fucking rip down the walls. I'm going to burn everything. I'm going to kill everybody. And we were just like.
Wait a second. Before we get into it, Raji, can you just say guilty?
Guilty.
All right. I wanted to officially get out of it before we discuss more, because he won. Completely undefeated once again, Vinny Volz, the fucking golden tongue.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you need somebody to defend you in metal court, I'm your man. Call Vinny Volz at 555 Volz.
And we have to say, Raji himself is dead set against these kind of people. You don't like when people do that shit, right?
No, I want.
But he argues well, and I also completely agree with Aaron anyway, because you know. What the fuck? Somebody's just acting like an idiot. And I've many times somebody had flung a kick at me at a show and I grabbed his leg and pushed him over. Just flopped him over onto the back of his head.
Yeah, so
I mean, it's not like it's a big, you know, it's just a show. That's it happens, you know.
Yeah. So there you go. That was Metal Court.
That's Metal Court.
Thank you. Oh, I'd like to thank her. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, get into that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This kid was behind us. He was like all pumped to see Dimmu Borgir and he was with his buddy. Excuse me. Anyways, he starts talking to his pal. He's like, I'm gonna fucking break down the doors. I'm gonna fucking rip apart the floors. I'm gonna fucking clock everybody. I'm gonna kill their fucking parents. I'm gonna kill the fucking dogs, man. And the dude who was standing with him was like, next to him was just like, awesome. I'm gonna see if I can get closer. And he just left the kid there. And then as soon as Dimmu started playing, he started going fucking ape shit. And he hit like one chick. And then this dude who was like fucking 6'8", just all of a sudden like parted the body seat and clocked him once, one punch. He was down. He was crying. And really, I mean, it was great to see Danzig, but it was even better to see that after seeing Danzig.
Well, that's all you really need to do sometimes is knock him in the head once, because it's usually like the little, 15-year-old dropped off by their mom and in their trip pants.
I was going to say they don't realize that giant stupid pants are out of style. Those exact kids with the bondage rings on them.
Yeah.
Another thing brought to Metalcore, I think next time should be big stupid pants.
Well, another thing that should be brought to Metal Court is big tits.
But they're always guilty.
Yeah.
Of being so delicious.
Hey, everything's always guilty in Metal Court.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, what the fuck? Did our computer get a text? What the hell?
All right, so I wanted to bring up a new thing for the show, and I'm going
to
call it.
You wanted to. For the show?
Fuck you. I wanted to bring up a new thing for the show, a new segment I want to call the Metal Moratorium. And it's pretty much what we think should just be done in metal, something that should just never happen again. And I have one I want to bring up. This is kind of just the first time of doing it. I have one.
Afros in metal?
No, that should stay and live on for the end of time. It's kind of like how I think we should just get rid of the phrase the interweb. It's annoying. We should just get fucking rid of that completely.
What does that have to do with metal?
No, I'm just giving an example of like things I think, you know, that should just end. That
What's
kind of
interweb?
Idea. This what fucking
nerds like to pretend. They're like, you can find it on your interwebs. Yeah. Get it? Because it's the world wide web.
It's like NetSpeak, like it, people speaking in internet language. Yeah. It's annoying. All right, and so here's the first one that I want to bring up, and I think I hope you guys will agree with me. People shouting metal in a high-pitched voice.
I do that shit all the time, and it's fun.
And that's why I want you to stop.
It is so fucking annoying. It's so stupid. It. I don't know. I don't. I can't really describe why.
My brother did it. My brother did it best because he made complete fun of it. He went. Oh, I'm gonna back up a little. He went. Metal embrace. Come on, my face.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was painful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I backed up as far as I could.
Why do you want it to go away?
I think it's just like some kind of...
It's a cliche. No, not the cliche.
It is a cliche.
It's
all a cliche.
You're a cliche.
You're a cliche.
And of course I'm a cliche. It's doomed to stay a cliche when people do shit like that. People always look at it like it's some stupid fucking D&D kids thing.
Stop. I got it. I know a way to make you stop that. You know why? Because fucking faggot hipsters fucking do it every goddamn time. Why don't you cut your hair into a fucking pompadour and get those spiked fucking bullshit glasses and then wear your stupid ironic t-shirts, all right?
But they do it to be cool. I do it because I've been doing it for just because.
Dude, they do it for the same reasons. It's just they think they're also cool because they're doing it like you. You think you're cool because you're doing it.
I don't think I'm cool at all. I know I'm fucking geeky as shit.
Yeah, they know they're geeky as shit too, and they're doing it to be funny because it's ironic. It's ironic. Not cool, but I'm doing it anyway.
I still do it. I won't give it up.
Yeah, it's because you're a fucking hipster.
All right.
I won't give it up.
I'm voting to end it. What do you think? If anyone
totally
wants,
voting
guilty.
To end it just because I want to end this fucking hipster's
Roger,
reign.
You get a vote.
I agree too.
Uh-huh. Dave, that officially means you have to stop.
But
if not, we're gonna have Para7 sanctions on you, and we'll all go to war against you.
I just think it's like oh look at this, metal's cheesy. I'm gonna do that. I just don't think it's like you're not. I don't think people are clever for doing it, and I think that's why people do it.
Yeah.
Well, no, I haven't heard that as much as people saying brutal, dude.
People do that a lot too.
That one's annoying.
Yeah, I could put that one on the docket,
along with calling things metal. Wow, dude, that's so metal. Although that is fun to do.
That just happened. I think that's kind of a more like a conversation thing.
That's a pretty metal conversation you got
going. Yeah, man,
it
was way metal, man.
Yeah. Like
Brian Hussein. That guy's way metal.
Yeah.
He's like a fucking...
Who's Brian Hussein? Is that like Saddam Hussein's fucking...
He's like this comedian that wanted to record an album with like Scott Ian and fucking... Who else was on there?
That's pretty funny. They do... I can't remember who's on there. He may have been.
He's on the Sarah Silverman.
He did. He has a
Sarah
comedy
Silverman?
Album.
Silverman, come on.
He has an album that's actually kind of funny. It's that. Called. Yeah. It's called Fart. Album, he has a comedy CD that's called Fart and Wiener Jokes, but it's like him on the cover of it, and
Dave,
he,
almost spit up.
He's on the cover of it, and he looks like he's he looks like it's on a Manowar cover.
Oh.
It's pretty funny, and that at the end of that album, there's like two songs. He does a cover of Kenny Rogers, The Gambler. And
Kenny Rogers, The Gambler.
And he has his own own original song on there.
He has two.
Oh, two of them. I haven't only heard one.
Wow.
Well, he
only
decided,
one.
But he's a comedian,
yeah,
so
he got Brendan Small on there because he thought he was so cool. Yeah, who did Death Clock.
Wait a second. We're looking it up. Sorry for the dead.
Oh,
air.
That guy.
Yeah, I guess. That's pretty much him altogether.
He kind of looks like a hipster, too, though.
Yeah.
Well, he's just an old, giant, bald guy. He's like he's literally like a ogre.
Yeah. He's like 6'1".
Yeah, that's him. He's a chinless freak, is what you can call him.
Just like my brother.
But I think he's pretty funny.
Aren't those people weird who really don't have big, like, who's
defining chins?
They have beards. Yeah. They don't have chins.
Hey,
you know what?
You know what? I want to put something in the metal moratorium. People without chins, just get rid of them.
Rob Helford, he doesn't have a chin. He just
get
has
rid of
a
him.
Beard.
Get rid of him.
All right. Oh, and then there's one more thing before I end. I wanted to also bring up. I was coming up with this. A math equation, not too far off from like the theory of relativity.
What?
It's about what makes a good show, and I boiled it down to a simple equation or a simple like rule.
Okay.
The male to female ratio at a show, when it has more women at the show, guaranteed that this band's going to suck and they're going to be some kind of shitty 80s style rock band or play 80s covers. And if
fuck
there's
you.
More, and if there's more men at the show, it's usually a good show, but then there's just fucking men, you know, just a bunch of dudes, which is like most metal and punk shows. Mm. That was just my kind of quick idea.
So you're talking about predicting the outcome of a show more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't invite your sisters or anything like that.
A show's
going to
be
just
shitty. You walk into a club and see a show that has a bunch of girls and it's like, girls don't like good music, so you just might as well leave.
That's interesting. Yeah. My wife, your girlfriend, she...
this is going to...
Yeah, I'm bringing it back. I don't give a fuck.
You're what?
This
my
is,
wife
this is
his
classic.
Girlfriend.
It's a way inside joke. Yeah. Just me and Aaron.
Yeah. Well, whenever he's talking about his wife, my girlfriend, and I talk about my wife, his girlfriend, we just trade it off, you know. We're swingers. We do what we want. Right? Anyways... my wife, your girlfriend, she fucking, she listens to like modern country. So yeah, totally. They had no taste whatsoever. I don't care. No taste. I hope she never hears this because she knows how to use scissors.
I just wanted
she
to bring
your pretty little hair.
I just wanted to bring that up. That. I didn't know it was going to be a zero. Thanks for trying, Vinny Volz.
What?
You guys are fucking dead to me.
Do.
I just crossed it out.
So, but it can't be used again. I mean, that was your fucking mathematical.
No, I just wanted to bring it up. I was just an idea I had. I thought it'd get a little bit more response
like
out of you guys.
I gave you a pretty good response.
I know you did. I know. That's what I said.
Dave was like, meh.
That's not much of an equation, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. It didn't add. It all right, let's throw in the variable of how you're a faggot. All right, there.
It is an equation. I
does
mean,
that just change the fucking numbers there?
The theory of relativity is an equation, five. And it just all it has is a number squared.
Yeah, how's that feel, Dave?
Because it's all, you know.
Well, let's hear your theory.
You know,
of
theory
metal
of relativity.
Theory of metal relativity. Let's hear.
Well, I actually would agree for the most part with your, you know.
Yeah.
The male ratio,
what would you change in the theory?
What would I change in the theory?
Yes. This is Davey Dangerously, doctor,
can,
scientist.
I can write out the actual occasion. I couldn't do it right now on the show.
The
I can
equation?
Actually write it out like an actual equation style.
Yeah.
But I didn't think of doing that because I wrote this down a long time ago actually. But
yeah. But what would you change in the equation to either up it or down it or whatever?
To up it or down it.
Or what to get the outcome you want?
One is if it's 21 plus, 18 plus, or all ages show has a big difference.
Ooh.
Also, the problem with that is that it has a lot to do with the type of band as well.
True.
We don't sell as well in an all ages show.
No, we don't. We just don't.
Are you talking about our personal shows?
But some people do.
About shows in general.
Talking about our personal shows.
Our
band
equation.
Yes, for
our
equation.
Band. I'm saying general. Ooh. You know, we can, you know, it does matter. But bands like us, we don't. Bands like our band, we don't really get a lot of play from the all ages crowd. We just don't
get a lot of play. I get a lot of play from
all ages. Am I right? Are you right? Something, I don't know.
Am I right, folks? I hate it when comedy.
My man.
You know what? I like Jimmy Pardo, but I hate that when he does that. Am I right? Yeah. But when he breaks down, they're like, oh, fuck you. What the fuck was wrong with you for that?
Another variable to throw in would be the day.
What?
The days of the week kind of matter.
You're getting into like the minutia of it.
Yeah, you're getting into.
You said variables.
It's going to strings on the guitar, like, oh, you can go down to, you know, the fucking marrow inside of the singer's body, you know.
At least give me the all ages.
Am I gonna die?
Like the age restrictions on shows. I think
I
that's
still,
a big variable.
I still think the male to female ratio in that matters more than the age.
Yeah, it really does. Because remember,
but you asked me to put something.
If it's all ages
and
it's mostly males,
because you disagreed with it, so I was like, how would you improve the theory,
Dave? If it's all ages and it's mostly males, it's going to be a punk show. If it's all ages and mostly girls, it's going to be a Justin Bieber show.
totally different.
I still think it all comes down to what kind of band it is, because all ages punk, there's, you know, punk like you know, the Unseen or whatever, where it can be all males and
yeah.
Or punk,
and then
like
pop,
Blink 182, where there's going to be
certainly we're not denying genre
girls
like
or
riot punk.
I'm specifically saying like, you know, rock based stuff, including punk and stuff like that. It applies.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stay quiet on this one.
And what about
what you're doing?
What about like the type of music too?
pointing at you?
Yeah. What? Yeah, I'm pointing at me, and I'm going to drop it there. Let's drop it there. Let's just drop it there.
I'd say, like, if it's a...
Okay, we'll drop it there.
We'll regenerate to that topic a little later.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking that. I've only ever been to one regenerator show, the one that I played. I don't know if there's more males or females there, but
it tends to be well, an even mix.
Five girls on stage when they're playing. Or is it four people in your...
I see what you're trying to do there.
That cut so deep, you fucking orphan.
All right, let's end this before it gets out of hand. That was the I Hate Metal show for this week, I guess.
I was going to say something, and I could have said something really mean.
Say
can't
it, I'm
it.
Ready.
Nope, can't do it. Can't
say
do it.
Do it.
Nope, kill it.
Do it.
Kill it.
Kill it.
Just kill it. I don't want him to punch me while we're driving home.
That's the show. Bye.